nameless life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in, but then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light.
Hello and welcome to the KJB Right Division Podcast. My name is Brother Robert Reynolds. Thank you so very much for taking the time to be with me today to hear this message that I have for you. And I pray that it's a blessing to you and a help to you. I pray that it helps you learn to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. All right, so what I'm going to do today is I'm going to preach a little bit on unbelievers. All right, and I have 5 points here. But what I'm going to do with this is I'm going to preach 1 point at a time, right? And we're going to make this into a series, all right? So this is unbelievers. So please go with me to John chapter 16. John chapter 16, and we'll read verses 7 to 11. John chapter 16, verses 7 to 11. Starting in verse 7, the King James Bible says this, and this is Jesus Christ speaking. He said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come," notice present tense, "is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more." And then verse 11, "of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged." Okay, so notice verse 9, "of sin, because they believe not on me." So, what is an unbeliever? Unbelief is found in the Bible 16 times in 16 verses, right? And so, you know, if you look up the first time that unbelief is used in the Bible, we can get a definition from that, and usually that will set the tone for what that word unbelief means throughout the whole Bible. But that's usually. So we have to remember that context, context, context. Context is the most important. All right, so let's go ahead and let's look at the first time that unbelief is used. Okay, Matthew 13. Matthew 13 and verse 58. Verse 58 says, "And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief." All right, and then the last time that unbelief is used is Hebrews 4, verse 11. All right. So, what we see is that unbelief is disbelief of the truth of the gospel, rejection of Jesus Christ as Savior and the doctrines that he taught. Also, disbelief on God's promises and his faithfulness. Right? So they distrust the Lord Jesus Christ. They distrust God. Now, a lot will not believe the truth because it goes against their church traditions, denominational traditions, their country's Christian culture. Yeah, and I will give you an example of that. There was a pastor that didn't like what I was doing as a ministry. You know, I was traveling around the Philippines, you know, and preaching at different churches, you know, and sometimes they would allow me to teach Sunday school. But this one didn't believe or didn't like what I was doing as a ministry. You know, and he said in a post, in a Facebook post years ago when I was doing this, he said that no American missionary has the right to come to the Philippines to try to Americanize the Filipino Christian culture. And they said there's no evangelists here in the Philippines, you know, and that the pastors are the evangelists. You know, and so he accused me of trying to Americanize the Filipino Christian culture. But that is not what I was trying to do at all. I was trying to be faithful to the Lord and what I believed He wanted me to do. As a ministry. So, instead of following culture, we need to follow the Bible. The King James Bible. Right? There's only one truth. A lot of people reject it. Alright? So, you know, a lot of people, they run and hide, you know, from the truth of Jesus Christ. And they get offended when a preacher stands up for the truth. They get mad. You know, another pastor invited me to come to his, I think it was a church anniversary, you know, or something like that. And then he told me over the phone that he invited another pastor there to attend that. And that other pastor said, or asked him, you know, is that American preacher coming? And if he is, I will not go. So anyway, what we're going to look at today is that unbelievers, it's the first point, unbelievers are blinded. Let me zoom in there. Are blinded by the God of this world. Alright, so we will see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 to 4. Alright. So let's go to that. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verses 1 to 4. Let me highlight that here. All right. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. In whom, verse 4, in whom the God, little g, of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So, blinded. Blinded is found five times in five verses. Now, look at that. Five times in five verses, the word blinded. Five in the Bible is the number of death. So, the first time that it is used is John 12:40, and the last is 1 John 2:11. So, what this means is deprived of sight, deprived of intellectual discernment, made dark or obscure. Unbelievers are blinded. They cannot see. They are in darkness. Alright, so Satan is the god of this world. Alright. He was the anointed cherub. You'll see that he is god of this world. I gotta hurry up here a little bit. Alright. And I apologize for that, but you'll see that Satan is the god of this world in Matthew 4, verses 8 to 10. Right? And he was the anointed cherub before he was Satan. Okay, he was the anointed cherub that covereth. And he had dominion over the earth until iniquity was found in him. And he lost that dominion when he made those five I wills that are found in Isaiah 14, verses 12 to 14. I will, I will, I will, I will, I will. And then God made man and gave dominion to man. And then that is why Satan attacked Adam through Eve to get back the dominion. And now he is god of this world, little g. But I want you to know, I want you to know that if you are not saved, if you have not put your faith and trust in Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection, I want you to know that God is not, excuse me, God is not your father. Alright? Your father is the devil. Alright, so now, unbelievers are blinded and cannot see because of the darkness. But they love darkness rather than light. Look at John chapter 3 real quick. John chapter 3. Verses 16-21. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. And then verse 21. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So remember that unbelievers are blinded. And I will say this, and I will be finished. If you are not saved, you have not put your faith and trust in Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection, found in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 to 4. If you die without Christ, you will wake up in hell with no opportunity ever again to change your mind about Christ. Amen. I don't want to see anybody go to hell. I want to see you all in heaven with me one day. Amen. The transaction for salvation is found in Ephesians chapter 1. All right, let's go there and then I will be done. I want to show this to you. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. That we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So you hear the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, you believe it, you trust it, and then you're sealed until the day of redemption, which is the rapture. Amen. All right. Thank you so very much for being with me today. Thank you for your prayers for me, my family, for the ministries that he has entrusted us with. Till next time, God bless you.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.